Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Now every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. So I really little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden. Your body don't sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade.
Hama, 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 hama.
I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have been each day. If I can just get out of my own way. Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, no, 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 lemonade, no. So dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
That was Alex Boyer, the Lemonade song. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. And this show is for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broken happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laugh at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, then this show is for you. On my show, you get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there'll be no discussing religion or politics. If you're interested in being a co-host or a guest, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. All right, I hope everybody's having a beautiful evening this evening. It rained here pretty bad, but now it's cleared up. And I also heard that it was really flooding in D.C., different spots in D.C. I'm from D.C., and, you know, my heart goes out for the people who were caught in the floods or affected them in any type of way. This evening, we have a very special guest, Dane Stevens, and he is an author, speaker, and a facilitator. He is the developer of the Neural Traumas Healing Process, NTHP, and the Soul Recognition Process, Healing Moderation, Healing Modalities that were developed out of sheer necessity as he had his nervous system seriously compromised by a well-meaning therapist who tried to force childhood trauma out of him. It left him in a state of constant anxiety and turned his life into complete shambles, leaving him homeless, afraid, and out of control. It took him 5 years to understand what had happened to him and another year to discover what would give him relief, give him his life back. The results of that five-year search is the Neural Trauma Healing Process. Dane now lives very happily in the interior of British Columbia with his life partner, Anne. They now teach the Neural Trauma Healing Process to those in need of healing and those wanting to get trained in this profound new process. Dane feels incredibly lucky to have come through what he has and blessed to have discovered his process that brought deep peace, connection, and fulfillment into his life. He now feels a sense of duty to pass his valuable information on to others who need it. Without further ado, we're going to bring in Dan Stevens. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Gail. Yourself? How are you?
I'm fabulous this Friday. Right. How's the weather where you're at?
It's fantastic. It is smoking hot still. It's midsummer weather, 90s. So, yeah, it's great. I'm not complaining. I'm loving it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm living in North Carolina, and it's been pretty hot this winter. Well, it generally gets pretty hot down here anyway, but than that, we're getting ready to go through the hurricane and tornado season, or it's getting ready to be over with. But so far, so good. Yeah. So, let me ask you, what is the neural trauma healing? What is that?
So the neural trauma healing process is a left-right brain process that gives you direct access to your subconscious mind in a safe and gentle manner. And what that means is it means you can access these parts of you that have, I'll call it, split off from your authentic self. And to know, first of all, let me just explain, when we say the word trauma, people tend to think of some huge mental, emotional, or physical experience, like a car crash or the act of war or even a natural disaster. But all the term trauma means is something stuck looping in your nervous system unprocessed. So if there's situations where this can create a trauma, which don't seem like trauma. If you maybe grew up with a high-functioning alcoholic, you maybe didn't even know, especially as a young person, that you're on the receiving end of abuse, if this was a high-functioning alcoholic, but just the act of alcoholism is self-abuse, and it cannot help but be passed on. So it alters the natural flow of energy that comes out of you. Something like neglect doesn't seem like there's anything happening there, but because nothing is happening, you're not getting the attention or you're literally being neglected, you made a decision to yourself, or you had to alter your behavior in some way, your natural outpouring of your energy in some way. So both these things are something that could cause trauma. And there's a number of things like the death of a close loved one. So my point is, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody that doesn't have some degree of what is termed trauma looping inside of them. And it outpictures itself as a unwanted behavior, a chronic condition, an addictive behavior. And it doesn't matter whether it's with your health, your wealth, your relationships, your career, whatever it is. If you have an issue that keeps going on that you haven't been able to deal with, I can pretty much assure you, you have something stuck looping in your nervous system unprocessed. And we just help people to really process it. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what? Yeah, it really does. You know, it's kind of deep, you know, as well, because, you know, people, like you said, look at trauma differently, not really dealing with the fact that it's in your nervous system and working from that point of view.
Yeah. So with this, like I said, it's a left right brain process, and it will literally show you why you're getting what you're getting in your life, or maybe not getting what you say you want in your life. So it's profound in that way, because it will give you the keys to your life back. So things do not stay out of your control, or you know, wonder why this keeps happening in your life, or why you're not getting what you say you want. You can find out through this process. So it's quite profound, because it's not difficult, it's quite simple, and it's not new. The process itself is not new, but it's never been developed. And I guess that was my job. So it's now developed into a usable process that anybody can use.
Okay. So what exactly do these processes do?
So how we process things is, things come into the right brain, and the right brain experiences it in its entirety, sees it, feels it, experiences it, and then passes it to the left brain to be made sense of, filed, understood. If something is too scary, too bizarre, too outrageous, the left brain rejects it and sends it back to the right brain. And the right brain, once again, experiences this event, or maybe it's even just a negative limiting belief, and then sends it to the left brain to be made sense of, filed, and understood. If it's still too overwhelming, the left brain, once again, rejects it and sends it back to the right brain. And this loop keeps happening inside of you. So what we do is we facilitate. We're not coaches. We're not counselors. We don't give you any information. We show you how to access this inside of you, that, I'll say it, the life inside of you. And when you can connect to this life, you get to give yourself what you either didn't get at that time, or what you're not getting, you're giving yourself now. So through working with people one-on-one, we show them how they can unfreeze this trauma. And once again, either give themselves what they didn't get at that time, whether it be safety, whether it be peace, whether it be respect or recognition or what have you, or they're not giving themselves now. And that pattern quite simply ceases to occur in their life. So it's the connection itself that is the healing. And that's what the neurotrauma healing process does. And I have a webinar coming up, which will, you know, show people about it, so they can see how it works and if it's for them. So.
Okay. How do they work?
How do the processes work?
Yes.
Yeah, so like I say, it's basically a left-right brain process. We use writing in the start, but there's also a number of guided meditations and so on. But the foundation of the work is a left-right brain writing process. And in my book, Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life, it takes you through the entire process. We do suggest working with a NTHP facilitator in the start. Because one thing is, I don't want to put people in a position where they feel they don't know what to do or don't know where to go, and leave somebody hanging out there with the trauma. We don't want that. Safety is paramount, especially with what I went through. And we also want people to get the results, and they can. And the results are permanent. So it's through that left-right brain writing, you make the connection to that within you. And you connect with this part, and it's about a relationship. And like any relationship, it takes time and it takes effort. It's not a quick fix, But the thing with this work is it's permanent. You don't have to keep trying to cope with it or trying a technique to compensate for it or something. You get to heal fully from your trauma or from your unwanted behavior, chronic condition or addiction.
Okay. Are they natural?
Yes. They're completely natural. Like you say, the foundation of the work is a left-right brain writing process. And we facilitate people through it. There is no side effects except for healing. It's not a medication, and it's completely natural. Like I say, it's quite simple, and we call it profound because it is so simple and it is so powerful. And if a person does the work, they'll know in the first session, they'll make a connection, and it'll be a very much a oh my God moment when they realize that there's life inside of them and they have access to it, and therefore can heal themselves and can give themselves what they need. So, and the soul recognition process, SRC, that goes into empowerment, because when we heal, what happens is we unfreeze these tapes that keep running inside of us. And when we slow these tapes down and literally bring them to a stop, it creates space inside of us. Space inside of us is peace. And when we experience that space, that peace, what naturally and automatically comes through us is our, we'll call our authentic self or higher consciousness. So it goes into full-on empowerment that allows us to be who we are. You get to heal through this and literally simply be who you really are without that negative programming, which is not true, which is not who you really are. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does. Now, let me ask you this. What happened to you that put your central nervous system into a tailspin, causing your life to fall apart?
Yeah, so this work was created quite literally out of necessity, because what happened with me is I was doing quite well in my life. I had a successful business and great employees. I was making good money and traveling and living in a beautiful place off the ocean. Everything was right where I wanted it to be, except for my relationships. And my relationships were short-lived. I would somehow sabotage them or end them in some way and then seek intimacy elsewhere automatically. So I realized this pattern and thought, and that's where I thought maybe I have this childhood abuse issue, which I haven't dealt with. Do I need to look at this? And because I asked that question, I knew I had to look at it. So I went to a few groups, and that didn't quite work for me. I went to different counseling, talk therapy, and gestalt, and a few other types of things, and nothing seemed to work for me. And then there was a therapist / healer who came highly recommended. So I went to see her, and I knew nothing of trauma at that time and a little bit about energy. But she did this body work in which I didn't know anything about. And I'd seen her for a little while, and she wasn't cheap. But she asked me if I wanted to go for a home run. And, I mean, who doesn't want to hit a home run? I just was failed to be told that I could hit a foul ball, because she tried to force the trauma out of me, and it did not go well. I remember coming off the table. She had me twisted in some strange position, telling me to go there. And I remember being so out in the ozone that I literally couldn't even tell which way was up. And when I came off the table after that session, I was literally scared, and for no apparent reason. It's like I'd been plugged into an electrical outlet that was just jittery. I assumed that this would subside, and it did not. And it just continued on. And if anything, it got worse, because the inside creates the outside, and me feeling completely unstable and fearful inside, my whole world started to crumble around me. I lost everything. Within 18 months, I was broke. I lost contracts, the scale of a business, all kinds of stuff. And within 3 years, I was homeless. She stopped me because I ran out of money, for one, but I think also because she didn't know what to do, didn't know how to fix this, change this, bring it back. So I went in a mad search to figure out what the heck happened to me and how to get my life back. And like you said, it took me 5 years to find somebody who could tell me what happened to me. And ironically enough, she could tell me because she had the same thing happen to her. She had a therapist try to force a trauma out of her. And then it took me a year later. I don't know if you know John Bradshaw, but it was through his work that I discovered this left-right brain process. And I knew there was a connection, and that's where things started to, I made that connection. I just knew right away that I had that connection. And through that, I was able to create a process around it and came to a place of peace inside of me and complete resolution. I've been in my relationship right now for 8 years. It is a wonderful, loving, deep relationship based on love and respect and growth. And just really loving my life. I feel incredibly fortunate. So
how did you develop this process, these processes?
So when I first did discover this through the John Bradshaw work, like I say, it was a huge aha moment where I knew I made that connection. And I tried to make this part of me feel safe. I tried to make it come out and basically bring it into this present moment where it's not happening anymore. And I couldn't do it. It was like an 8-month fight with myself. So I knew I made this connection. I knew it was there, but I couldn't do it on my own. So I started to look for somebody who knew this work, somebody who could help me with this. And I scoured the internet and phoned anybody and everybody who I thought, knew or could help, counselors, therapists, counselors, whatever. And I couldn't find anybody. I tried to talk them into it and nobody would do it. And ironically enough, literally across the street from me, I finally found somebody a year down the road who had done this work and would work with me. And Mary was very generous with her time. And within 2 months, I have what we call traction. And traction is having a consistently positive and healthy relationship with the life inside of me. And at that point, I was able to take the work over on my own. And that's where these processes literally just flowed out of me. It's like I can't take credit for them. It's just their time has come and they need to be known about. And that's what I'm doing now. So like I say, they literally just flowed out of me and they're simple. It's a simple left-right brain process that travels a long way from healing all the way to empowerment, where you literally get guidance and you connect with the infinite intelligence, the infinite love intelligence inside of you, and get very wise guidance and direction.
Wow. Is anyone else doing this type of work?
Pardon me?
Is anyone else doing this type of work?
That's this part that I find completely baffling, because the left-right brain writing process isn't new, but nobody developed it into a usable program or a usable modality. And so that's what I have done. So no, as far as I know, I don't know anybody else who does this, and definitely nothing that's been developed in this way. So it's new, not new, but not new. And it's simple, but in the start, a person is probably going to need help, probably going to need to train NTHP facilitator to help them in the start. But we don't keep our clients for long. We don't have to, because you can take this work over on your own.
So can they really give people healing for good?
Yeah, and how that is as I talked about how we process things, as things come through the right brain into as the full experience, all the senses, the sight, the sound, the color, and it gets passed to the left brain, maybe sense of file understood. And if it's too much, it gets rejected. And that cycle keeps happening. You keep seeing or experiencing the event over and over again. So when we give you access to this, and sorry, let me just back up a minute. The brain's MO is survival. So it will push this barrage of unwanted information out of the way. And therefore, it pushes out of your conscious way, but it is still very much alive, looping in your nervous system, stuck in your body somewhere. So we give you access to that. And when you can have access to that, you can unfreeze that and literally give that part of you what it didn't get at that time. When that part feels safe, when that part has been, or sometimes we literally take that part out of the trauma, which is another part of the work. But when we take that part of the trauma and into this present moment, that's not happening anymore. That event ceases to keep happening, keep looping your nervous system. Therefore, there's nothing to be triggered. And therefore, you don't have that looping in your nervous system. And if something comes up that's similar to it, you're no longer triggered. you're present with it, because it's quite simply not there. And an interesting place where that shows up might be with our family or in-laws, where, you know, who pushes our buttons more than our family and our in-laws. And all of a sudden, you know, when we're used to, you know, getting into a argument or being pushed around or by our family members or what have you, we set a boundary, or we just don't get triggered by it. It's just not there. And we you know, you're there and it's like, you act, think, shouldn't I be getting upset, or shouldn't I be crying, or shouldn't I be leaving? Or, but it's just not there anymore. You've brought it to resolution and don't have to keep dealing with it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is simply amazing. So how do people know it will work for them, though?
So I have a webinar coming up. I'm not sure when this is going to be aired, but it's on October the 14th. And that is an introduction to the process. So people can come check it out there. And all in the first session, if we work with people one-on-one, the first session, all we want is for them to make a connection and to know that it's real. And they will know. You will know. It's profound in that way. And when you make that connection, you know, that is where the healing is. So we will just continue to guide you to make that a healthy and positive relationship. And then you get to continue and build that relationship. And it's profound also, because if you can't give it to yourself, you can't get it out there. So if you can't give yourself respect, you know, you won't get respect out there. If you don't give yourself love, you can't get love out there. And when you do make this part feel safe in you, you will feel safe in the world and attract safety and safe situations into the world. When you do love this inner part of you, you will attract love and loving situations and loving people into your life. So, yeah, you will know quite early if it works for you. And we have, you know, a 3-session package, which is good, because you can really try it out and get a degree of healing to see and know that it works for you.
Okay. So what kind of people do you work with, and what are the requirements, if there are any?
So there's only 2 what we call prerequisites, and the one is to be open-minded, because it is abstract work. That left brain is used to, you know, being in control, and tends to not like to lose control. So at this point, you just need to suspend all disbelief and let the process work, because it will show you as long as you let it. So just open-mindedness is the first one. And the second prerequisite is to be open to the possibility that you're completely responsible for your life, because this work will literally show you how you're creating your life. We're much more powerful than we realize. Excuse me. And this work will show you how you're creating your life, and how, you know, why you're getting what you are in your life, and maybe why you're not getting what you say you want in your life. So that's the only prerequisites. If somebody is deeply in a still very much in their addiction, they may not be available for it. But as long as you have a degree of awareness and desire, you know, this process will work for you.
Okay, so you spoke of an addiction. This is for any type of trauma that a person has suffered from, anywhere from drugs to sexual abuse, or just any type of drama that a person has went through.
Yeah, I should probably expand on that on your last question. So I was dealing with sexual abuse. That was the issue that I was dealing with, and I brought that to resolution. We have worked with people dealing with PTSD. One lady had PTSD for 45 years. Now she no longer has PTSD. Worked with one person who had a heart condition, which I didn't know how that was going to go. And he was scheduled to have a heart operation. And he worked with us for 2 months and did not have to have his heart operation. He is still healthy now, never had the operation, is out, you know, riding his bike and doing yoga and playing hockey and all that great stuff, and he's fine now. So it whether you have a chronic condition, whether it be a weight issue or an eating disorder, whether you have chronic pain, some kind of an addiction or a hoarding or something like that, if you even depression. So, and these are all fairly extreme things I'm speaking about, but if you keep sabotaging yourself financially, for example, or won't let yourself get on above a certain level in your career with your business or what have you, if you keep making yourself sick, if you keep attracting negative or unhealthy relationships, all these things are pointers that you have something looping inside of you that needs your loving attention. And you can do it.
That is really deep, because I know of people who, for instance, I have a family member that's constantly getting in these abusive and controlling relationships. And she had asked me one day, you know, why does this continuously happen to me? And the only thing I could tell her was because that's the way she had chose to bring into her relationship, was these abusive men, these alcoholics and drug addicts. But this is a little deeper than that, you know, what we're speaking of, the trauma healing. And
yeah, well,
I had known that.
Yeah. Well, like you say, it's a choice we don't know we're making. And that's the frustrating part about this. Like something like addiction. You know, somebody who has an addiction, this, you know, whatever it is, whatever the belief behind the experiences that's looping within them, you know, when they get triggered, it's the synapses fires in their brain and they wake up with a fifth drink in their hand, or they wake up in a fight or yelling at their husband or wife. So it's like being on a treadmill and like you don't have control. So this work gives you access to that. It gives you, like I said, the keys to your life back. You can see why these things are happening. And all you need to be is open-minded and do the work, and it will show you. But, yeah, you can bring those things to resolution. You know, one of the things I say in my book is I want people to know that this is not a life sentence, that you do not have to live with this forever. It is not your destiny, these negative patterns. Maybe these negative patterns are the universe's way of getting your attention and trying to get you to go inside, showing you to go inside. Because as long as you go outside, nothing changes. It's because it's still happening inside of you. You still have that wounded, screaming, whatever it is, part of you, scared part of you inside, that has to outpicture itself in your world.
Okay, how does this go from being a healing modality into empowerment?
Yeah, so when we heal these parts, this tape, this experience looping in our nervous system, we first of all calm the nervous system, and it stops taking up space, attention in our mind, whether it be consciously or subconsciously, and that creates more space in us. That space is peace. And this was, I did not know that this is what would happen with this work. I just wanted relief. So I got the relief when I, you know, discovered this work, and that space, that peace was created in me. But I didn't understand that what happens then is naturally and automatically what fills that, what comes through that, is our natural, authentic self. And the characteristics of our authentic self, who we really are, is peaceful, is powerful, is abundant, is creative, is beautiful, is healthy. These things are our nature. And when I say our nature, I mean that's effortless. We don't need to try. And a lot of times in this work, we tell our clients there's nothing to do. Because when you do that inner work, when that inside changes, the outside changes. It has to. It's just a feedback system that's showing us what we're thinking, what we're believing, and here's the kicker, how we're treating ourselves. So I really love what I do, because my job is to helping people to love themselves. And the first step in loving yourself is understanding yourself, accepting yourself. And I mean, part of it is people haven't known how to do the work. So we introduce them to this. And in that, it's accepting yourself and loving yourself, simply giving yourself what you need to be who you are, and you know, letting go of these old erroneous limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck.
Okay, you indirectly speak about a spiritual aspect to the work in your book. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, sorry, say that again?
You speak about a spiritual aspect to the work in your book.
Got it. So this work really does connect the body, mind, and spirit because, you know, you connect, you know, through the writing and you connect to that mental, emotional part inside of you that's wounded. And when that opens up, it connects you to this higher consciousness or this your authentic self, we'll say, which is higher consciousness that comes through. And as these parts, you know, become healed, as Dr. Bradshaw says, the wounded child becomes the wonder child. So this part that was wounded, that is no longer wounded, that has this natural flow of energy, this higher consciousness flowing through them, comes with that comes great wisdom. And we are much more powerful than we have any idea we are, for the most part. And we have much more wisdom than we had any idea. And the third book I'm writing is about all of the writings that have come through myself and my partner, Annie, and our clients, because, you know, it's incredible wisdom that comes through in our writing, which is mind-boggling. So we have access to great wisdom and great intelligence. As I've said, this great love intelligence inside of us that is for us because it is us. Bit of a step there.
Wow. Well, this before we go any further, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. And I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Ruby. Hey, darling, who's one of my favorite listeners. The others that are on the line, I really don't recognize the numbers. But hopefully, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to push the 1. And you can ask Dane questions or you can make a comment, and we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you lemons, make a martini. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Don't play that song for me, 'cause it
Franklin, don't play that song, The Queen of Soul. All right, this evening our guest is Dan Stevens, and we're discussing the neural trauma healing process and the soul recognition process. So when we last were speaking, he was telling us about the spiritual aspect of the work in his book. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call. The number is 646-622-2877. If you have any questions or comments, push the 1, and you'll be able to speak with Dan and ask some questions directly or make a comment. All right, getting right back into it, you have another book coming out that goes into empowerment. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, that book is called Unleash Your Genius. And that's what goes into the SRC or soul recognition work. And as we discussed, once the healing work, we go through the healing work, you know, automatically we get this great wisdom and guidance from within. And we the guidance we get, a big part of it is learning how to feed ourselves in the different aspects of our being. So we're not one-dimensional. We have many different aspects. We have the warrior, the lover, the magician type of archetypes. And it's about feeding these parts. We, as far as the lover aspect, we need that beauty. We need that touch. We need that, whether it be nature, whether it be a bubble bath, what have you. The warrior aspect of us, we need that, you know, get her done thing. And I use working out as an example of that. But it could be, you know, depending on the personality, it could be like an accountant might have to really buckle down and get the job done doing his that type of work. So, but it's a matter of having that warrior available to us. So you learn how to feed yourself in the different aspects of your being. And what that does is it leads to effortless effort or flow, where, you know, when those you have these spokes of the wheel of life and balance, it rolls easily. And it's like effortless effort because you're feeding yourself. And life maybe isn't as hard as most of us have made it out to be. We just need to learn how to feed ourselves.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. So how can people learn more about this work?
So you can go to either one of my websites, DaneStevensOnline.com. That's DaneStevensOnline.com. And we have, once again, check the events page and see what's what events are coming up. We have coming up a webinar that will show you the how the neurotrauma healing process works, and you can check it out. And the other website is anextraordinarylife.ca. That's anextraordinarylife.ca. And through that, you can check out the different, same thing, you can check out the events on the events calendar there. And you can also see the different packages we have for working one-on-one and learn about the neurotrauma healing process more there too. So those two sites. And the book, you can go to Amazon and purchase the book. Go to Amazon.com and purchase Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life.
Okay. All right. So what is your vision for this work and the processes?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you again.
What is your vision for this work and the processes?
So this work eventually will become mainstream. It's just too obvious and effective not to be. So I would just like to have it really available for people who are ready for it and want it, so people can heal. And what's really, you know, the bigger picture about this is when we do the healing work, our healing work inside of us, we're not just healing us. We're literally healing our family. And in a lot of cases, we're healing our lineage. Sometimes some of this abuse and some of the stuff that's been passed on in our families has been passed on for a long time. And when you do this work, you literally bring it to resolution. Therefore, you end passing on that abuse or passing on that wounding or whatever that is. So this connects with you know, mental health. And we've seen the effects in our society these last 2 years of our inability to deal with mental health issues. And this is kind of, you know, gets to the crux of that too, is, you know, we can heal and not be on medication or have to compensate for, you know, these things that have been passed on to us for the most part. So yeah, I envision a safer, healthier world from people being able to do their work in a safe and gentle manner, and this ripple effect going around the world. And I just want to say that, you know, once again, we are more powerful than we realize. And when we heal inside of us, that affects our family and friends. That energy goes out and, you know, goes out from them into the community and so on. So it all starts with us.
Okay, you mentioned, say, like, for instance, you mentioned if a family member gets healed, the rest of the family gets healed. Now, would they have to go through that same process, or does it just, how does that work?
Yeah, and like, all I'm saying is our energy is effective. It affects people. So when, you know, I'm sure we've seen somebody who's mad or angry, and you just, ooh, you just almost want to stay away because you can sense that anger. So when you feel safe, peaceful, loving, powerful, that energy goes out too. And, you know, especially like kids are sponges. They just soak this stuff up. And, you know, anybody who has kids know that you can't lie to them for the most part because they feel you. They know what's going on at a certain level. So to heal, yeah, is helping to pass it on. And especially if we have, you know, chances are you have other siblings or what have you that are wounded. So for you to do your work and for them to experience somebody who has healed, that also gives them permission to heal. It's an opening for them. So it's like a domino effect.
Okay. Now, are you able to work with people over the internet?
Yes. And we are really actually very fortunate how things have gone down because it's been such a wild time. But we finished the book tour and came back to Canada in March, so just before all the craziness broke out. And even on the book tour, we worked, we didn't have an office. We were traveling down on the book tour. So we worked with people remotely. And we worked with people from all over the world for years. So we've kind of had to work remotely, and it works just fine. So yes, doesn't matter where you are, we can adjust, you know, for your time zone and what have you. So we do work with people remotely over the platform Zoom for the most part.
You also offer training for those who want to become certified. How long does that take, and what does it entail?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Because we do need more people trained in this. It is still in its infancy, and it's profoundly effective. And as far as the time, this isn't a course where you do so many hours and you're certified. That just seems totally contradictive to the work, because you need to have done your work. You need to be healed and whole. So when a person comes to a place of wholeness within them, when they have traction and have come to a place of wholeness within them, then they're able to get trained to work with other people. So it depends, you know, within 6 months, we want, you know, people, you know, to be trained in that time period, because you could stretch it out. But we say within 6 months, ultimately, we would want a person. But yeah, so depends on the person, depends on what they're dealing with. And you don't have to be a counselor or a therapist or anything, but if a person does have facilitation experience, it's helpful, but you don't have to. It's the doing the work and coming to a place of wholeness within you, that's the prerequisite. I'm gonna show you how to do.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is there any, what are the charges for these services? Or are there any charges? Well, I'm quite sure there are charges.
Sure, yeah. And like I say, the probably the easiest is the webinar, and that's on October 14th. And it's $25 for that one. That's they'll introduce you to it. And we have some online stuff that you can check out too. So that's the first one. And one-on-one, it's $2,300 for 12 sessions. And part of the reason we're so successful is because we work with people at least a minimum of 2 to 3 times a week. And I work with people once a week, and it's like pulling teeth. because that left brain is used to staying in control and it doesn't like to lose control, and will make you doubt or fear or not show up for yourself or what have you. So when we work with people 2 to 3 times a week, they get momentum and they gain traction. So it's very effective in that way. And with 12, so we have a package of 3 as well, so to try it out, and then you can buy 9. But in 12 sessions, you will have a good understanding of the work. And if you'd like to, you can take the work over on your own. Somebody wants to stay longer, that's fine. 12 to 24 sessions, for the most part, people will experience healing and definitely be able to take, you know, come to a place of traction and be able to take the work over on their own. But even within 12 sessions, you will, you know, you'll be able to if you'd like to. So know how to work, how it works.
So these sessions, they're done on the internet, the ones you just spoke of, the 12 and 24 sessions. Dane, are you there? Oh my goodness, what, we lost Dane. Dane? Well, it looks like we've lost our guest. I don't know what to say. Dane, are you there? That's unusual. Well, we've lost Dane, and show was really very informative, and I'm sorry I didn't get to ask him a few more questions, but you can go to his website. I will have to probably put them up on Facebook or something like that because I don't have that information right now in front of me, but we might have to get Dane back on again. Like I said, I don't know what happened. Dane, are you there? Wow. Well, I don't know what happened to Dane. Well, this is going to conclude our show this evening. I'm going to give him a round of applause for being our guest this evening. That being said, I'm sorry that Dane got cut off. I don't know what had happened. Like I said, we may have to have him back on the show again. And, you know, hopefully everybody who did listen, hope you got some knowledge out of this program as far as healing yourself of any types of trauma or bad habits you may have. Because medication and, like he had mentioned, talking to a therapist had deepened his trauma. So, you know, it's best if we can do this for ourselves. And I'm going to have to post his information on my Facebook page so you guys can get in touch with him and get his book. Or if you'd like to be in his sessions as well. With that being said, I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the evening and a beautiful weekend. And again, I'd like to send my shout-outs to Ruby. My sister's in South Carolina, and she has a visitor this weekend. Forgive me, I forgot her name that quick. Anywho, hope you guys have a good one. Remember, don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. I like talking to you, not about you. Like seeing you, not viewing you. With that being said, I think he's back. Dane?
Yes.
Oh, we had lost you for a minute. I was closing the show down and everything. I didn't know what had happened.
Yeah, right off. So I don't know what happened. So.
Yeah, because I was saying, what in the world happened? You know, just, you know, because I had, a few more questions I wanted to ask you, you know, as far as like,
Pardon? No, I say I'm still here. Ask away.
Oh, okay. You know, where people can get the book and also to give up your website again because, you know, some people may not have gotten it. But, you know, those that different information of, you know, the sort like that.
Great. So, yeah, they can go to either one of the websites. DaneStevensOnline.com. That's D-A-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, online.com. And you can check the events as events page and what's happening for events coming up. You can also purchase the book there. I believe you go down, you can purchase the book there. You can purchase the book on Amazon.com as well. Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life. So you can purchase it there. And the other site is anextraordinarylife.ca, anextraordinarylife.ca, where you can also purchase the book and check the events page. I have an event coming up October 14th if you'd like to check it out. It's only $25 for you to check out the process. And you can also check out one-on-ones there. There's the different packages on the services page. And connect with a facilitator through there if you'd like to.
Are you on Facebook by any chance?
I am, and it's Dane Stevens, An Extraordinary Life on Facebook. You can go there. Yeah, Twitter, I think it's on Instagram, is Spirit of Healing 2, I believe, on Instagram. And I'm not much of a social media guy, I have to say, but I do have somebody hammering it for me. So we're on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram.
So you're everywhere. So, you know, I'm going to say to my listening audience, please, go to his sites and check him out. And, you know, if you're interested, you know, wanting to heal yourself, which is a good thing because you don't have to worry about being on medications that cause side effects and, it really sounds good if you can really heal yourself of these traumas that you're having, addictions or, whatever you're facing that is, you know, taking over your life. You want to get your life back. You want to be happy. So, you know, check him out and do what you have to do to get happy.
Yeah. It is your birthright.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, Dane, you've been so wonderful this evening. I do appreciate you coming on. And anytime you want to come back, just email me or get in touch with me. You know, we'd love to have you back after you go through, you know, with your second book or, you know, how many books you're going to be doing and, you know, keep us up to date on the progress and different things that you're doing as far as getting people out of this trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to give you a great
pleasure to be here.
Yes, we're going to give you a great big applause because I did that. But we're going to give it to you so you can hear it as well.
Some great applause.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to If Life Gives You Lemon, Make a Lemonade Show with your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson. Our special guest this evening is the facilitator and the developer of the Neurotrauma Healing Process and the Soul Reincarnation Process, Dan Stevens. Do you have any last words you'd like to share with us before we leave?
Just believe in yourself.
Okay.
Be gentle with yourself and go inside and do your work. The other side is no less than phenomenal. You can live a life that you love to live. It's there waiting.
Okay. All right, my listeners, I appreciate you guys from around the world who listen to me every week or when I am on. And, you know, like I said, hopefully you've taken something from this show. And please check Dan out if you want to be happy, get rid of that trauma. Dan Stevens can show you how. And just go to his websites and check him out. With that being said, everybody have a great weekend. And I always say this, if you're driving, don't drink. If you're drinking, don't drive. I love talking to you guys, not about you. Love seeing you, not viewing you. With that being said, love you guys. Have a great weekend. Good night, Dan. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Dan. Love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to my Mammoth Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.